And according to Brownlee, at least. Ow. According to Brownlee, at least. This was not a ritual that brought any joy or comfort to the people of the island. The storytellers and listeners alike were often, to quote Brownlee himself, whipped raw by wind and rain, standing grim and grey at the water's edge like guards at the gate of a royal tomb. Brownlee, of course, did write down the stories he heard, although they asked him not to. He collected them, curated them, embellished them, perhaps published them in a book in 1888, Through the Deep Dark Forest, Brownlee's Fairy Tales, later retitled to the Fairy Tales of St. Sasha. It was the third best-selling publication of the year. For Brownlee, an aspiring author who had never tasted success, it was a staggering achievement, one he was never able to repeat.